Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 19th of June, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Well, good morning, Bahamas. Today is an open line Monday. I'm inviting you to call in and share with us the things that you think we need to focus on this morning. I have some of my own topics for you this morning, including an interesting question raised by a member of the public that I hope that we can focus on. But as we get going, this Thursday and Friday, June 22nd and 23rd, central bank representatives will be giving out sand dollars at Quality Supermarkets Cable Beach. Show your sand dollar enabled digital wallet at the door and receive $20. Spend $18 or more in sand dollars at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. The giveaway is limited to the first 100 customers to show us their sand dollar enabled wallet at each location. One top up per person so as many people as possible can experience the sand dollar. For more details, visit any of the sand dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. That's 302-9880. Excuse me, I've got a little mango in my throat. I'm coming down off of a mango hangover. Remember, we're doing sand dollar giveaways. Before we get to the sand dollar giveaways, let me tell you all about my mango hangover. First of all, I have to say good morning to Mr. Joe Knowles, who has been ever so gracious in sharing mangoes with me this season. In fact, it was because of him that I was able to give a gift to my newest neighbor, a little bouncing baby Long Island Sheep Runner, Baby of Joy, little baby M, my little neighbor, I was able to give the best gift. Some of y'all give good gifts, you know. Some of y'all have wallets that have the most generous hearts. But I gave my little neighbor the best gift ever. I gave her a mango cootery board that had featured at least five different locally grown mangoes. To start off, the best mango of all, the Bohemian Juice Mango, aka the Hairy Mango, full of flavor, full of fiber, and full of flossing. Then a Peach Mango, and then a Hayden Mango, and then a Lemon Meringue Mango, and then a Bombay Mango. I tell y'all, I'm mango drunk. But you know who is not mango drunk? And who should be? I could be honest with you, I loved singing Bishop Lawrence Roll. I love him. Except for this whole loose like a goose thing. Some of us be too loose and be too goosey. But you know who should be mango drunk every mango season? Every single tourist that hits these shores. And this year is a bumper crop of mango. And hopefully, those with eyes can see the potential within us to provide new and innovative products to our guests as we invite them to come and visit us. In fact, if I was staying in a penthouse at a high-end hotel that cost me near $25,000 a night, I would expect you to serve me Bombay mangoes every time I open my mouth. Somebody should be waiting with a spoon of Bombay mango. And if I say a spoon of Bombay mango, then you know what I'm talking about. I was able to get some Bombay mangoes. They're a rarity in the Bahamas, popular across the globe, particularly in the Caribbean and wherever communities connect with East India and East Indian communities. You take the Bombay. The Bombay has a different shape than all the other mangoes. It's most similar to a Hayden, but it has a distinction. It has what I like to call a small nipple at the top of it. And you're going to sit the stem at the bottom, hold the stem in your palm, and you're going to cut around the center of the Bombay like a grapefruit. And then you're going to slowly twist the two halves of the mango apart until you can split them in halves and sit them on the table like grapefruit and eat them with a spoon. Did y'all know that these are the wondrous delights that some of us Bahamians be partaking in all right here in our own country? Anyway, if you have a loved one, give them a Bombay mango today. If you don't know where to get a Bombay mango from, they grow in North Eleuthera. I want to say good morning to all of the Naughty Luther adventurers getting ready to participate in the Bahama Games. Please remember to bring mangoes and pineapples with you when you come to the games. We would really appreciate it. Okay, great show as usual, Miss Green. If we do gift picking, don't pick my name because I'm addicted to mango, I might add. Why, thank you, Texter. A lot of us don't realize the mangoes are right here. We just have to get to them. Okay, guys, it is time for our sand dollar giveaways. Every day for the next 4 months, we will be giving away sand dollars to digital wallet holders. Every day, two winners will receive $30 in sand dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, have your information on hand so you can quickly give it to the producer. He will need your name and the number that you created the digital wallet with, your digital wallet provider, and your digital wallet address or custom name to transfer the funds to your digital wallet if you get the right answer. Listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. Here are the numbers to call. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. That number, 242-300-5720, is toll-free. It's free of charge and is for people in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence. More importantly, it's free of charge. That's 242-300-5720. I've got a very easy question to start us with this morning. Name two of the 9 national symbols of the Bahamas. I only need you to name two. Name two of the 9 national symbols of the Bahamas. Again, the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Good morning this morning.
How you do?
I'm doing well. I want to say this is Saturday. I went to get my $20 from Super Value.
Yeah.
What you recommended?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that went easy.
Prince Charles. Yeah.
Prince Charles.
Right.
Sun
Cash was one of the vendors out there.
Yeah. Did that one. It was easy to download. And I spent $18, so I got $5 more.
Yeah.
And they asked me, because it's during the survey, where did I get this information from? I said, from the Aaron Green Show.
There you go. Thank you very much for that little referrals.
Yes, but they didn't recognize my voice, so I was a little concerned. I said,
yeah, they're supposed to say, but hold on, you got your own show, sir.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't rate me.
That's okay. They rate you.
They rate me.
Yeah.
But I say that shopping was easy, too.
I mean,
in terms of...
The cashing out part.
And scan and boom, and within seconds, within minutes, I was in and out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was good.
Yeah. You know, this is going to be a very interesting conversation about Sand Dollar. I want to talk more and more about it, not just when Sand Dollar is on the show, but I am very interested in Sand Dollar because I like as many money options as possible. You know, I've been begging my bank to accept my sea grapes as currency for about 5 years now, and they still slunk in. I mean, I'm still lobbying the government is what I meant to say. On my endeavor, but we will get there. So again, the question, name two of the 9 national symbols of the Bahamas. If you are answering the question by text, to be able to win, you must give me your wallet information, your cell phone number you created the wallet with, your custom name or wallet address, and your wallet provider. If you are answering by text, I will need all of that information. Name two of the 9 national symbols of the Bahamas. And Mr. Newry, I got a couple of topics. Oh, I see open line is open. Good morning, caller. You on the clock.
Hello.
Good morning. Hi.
I would like to answer the trivia question, please.
Yes, sir. And you have a digital wallet?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm ready for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I'm ready for the answer.
It's the flamingo.
Right, but what national symbol is that?
The Bahamas national symbol of the flamingo?
Yeah. The national bird?
The national bird, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
And the national tree would be the lignum vitae.
Yes, yes, yes. You are the winner. You are the winner. Thank you very much. So we got 2 out of 9, the national bird.
Yes.
And the national tree. Thank you very much. If you've given the producer all of your information at the end of the show, I will transfer your money to you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
One other thing, Ms. Green.
Yes,
Would the committee for the independence celebration.
Yes.
Did they consider connecting with the original persons who would have participated in the Bahamas celebration, 1973?
Oh man. Listen, that's a great idea. Like, so tell me, like, what would you have those people do as a part of the 50th?
Well, you know, back then, 1973, there would have been persons like in grade 5, grade 6.
Right.
All of the primary schools.
Oh, man.
They would have participated in that flag tableau, the formation.
Yes.
And the night before, you would have had the ones that plotted the maypole.
Yes.
And I haven't heard them interview nobody or even ask
about them. Listen, yes. Ma'am, that is a fantastic
And it's not too late.
Yeah.
At least invite them to sit down in a special honor and then interview them at the
because
Independence
they would have
Day celebration.
Been children at that time. Yeah.
Yes. In fact, as soon as you said that, I want to see a reenactment. I want to see the
it's
whole...
It's too late for that now.
Well, I mean, it's never too late, ma'am. our people are immensely talented, you know. And once those energies are focused, they could do anything.
Yes.
But thank you very much. And we don't stop growing. We don't stop celebrating. And we should not never stop documenting.
Because that would have been history right there.
Yes. And so, you know, we should also think what we could do over the next year, right? To also commemorate the 50th and creating a documentary following or capturing the lives and experiences of those people who participated 50 years ago would be awesome.
I have heard no mention.
Yes, ma'am, but they're hearing it today. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay, so we've got that out of the way. Let me throw out question number two. So question number two for the Sand Dollar giveaways. What is the national song? What is the name of the national song?
I actually know this answer.
I didn't for a long time, you know.
Really? Well, yeah. See, I had a child who did grade three GLAAD.
Yeah.
And grade three GLAAD, that's a question.
That's a question on grade three GLAAD.
Yeah, it's a question on grade three GLAAD.
I can't. I mean, I'm sure I did.
Maybe I'm sure it's grade six GLAAD, too.
Anyway, I can't remember anything that I answered on any test.
No,
I can't remember the question.
Yeah, because for a while it took me. I mean, as I was tutoring, it took me a while to say there was a national song.
Yeah.
But yes, I actually know this answer.
Absolutely, yeah. Producer. If you have that national song on your board, at some point we're going to play it. But the question, second question of the day: what is the national song? Texter with the last four digits 9200. If you have a digital wallet, please send me that information. You also got the correct answer. Numbers to call: 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and for people in the Bahamas but not in New Providence, toll-free number 242-300-5720. Mr. Newry, here are some of the headlines I saw this week that prompted me to talk about them. First, from the 15th of June, Nassau Guardian, Fernanda, probe into allegation against MP ongoing. Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernanda confirmed yesterday that an investigation into an allegation made against North Abaco MP Kirk Cornish by a woman was still not complete. On April 26th, police reported that Cornish turned himself in for questioning and was taken into custody in relation to the allegation. He was released the same evening. But, Nuri, you know what the most poignant part about that little excerpt was?
What is the most poignant part?
When you sighed in the pause. You know why? Because sometimes people forget that even silence is a comment.
Yes, silence is a comment.
Now, even that is saying something.
Mm-hmm.
And we await. We await. But I just need you all to understand. Don't think that you're not saying anything in your silence.
And forgive me for this, Aaron. You know I tend to prod the bear regarding women's group. Women's group should still be talking about this.
Yeah.
And being a whatever the outcome is, right? It's not the outcome that we are pushing.
Yeah.
The idea is the address.
The process.
The process. And the process needs to be open. The process needs to be speedily. And the process needs to be continued communicated.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be in the ears, in the mouths of women groups continuously until it's completely resolved.
Right. I wonder if government understands that even being the monolith that it is, right, even being in control of everything, that it itself has to be able to move at the pace, right? The pace of development in the Bahamas. It has to be able to move at the pace of money, of currency, the pace with which money flows, right? It has to be able to move with the pace with which the world is flowing. I don't think they really understand how important this pace of development and movement is. And we see that coming up again in the article in today's Guardian, citizens impacted by ruling remain in limbo. But before we get there, Producer, let's go to this caller. And before we switch to that next story, I want to read an excerpt from that article, Fernanda Probe into Allegation. During his contribution to the 2023-2024 budget debate in the House of Assembly yesterday, he said he envisions a Bahamas where a man is innocent until proven guilty. That's Kirk Cornish. Quote, as we celebrate, dear producer, remind the audience that it's an open line. You could call in and talk about what you want to talk about, but in the silence, I got some things I want to talk about. Good morning, caller. You on the clock.
Well, Goldie, this is Stark in the voice, along with you, Aaron. Pretty ice cream.
Good morning, Brayman. How you doing? That's just the mango.
We need justice, law, and order in this country. When we get that, I'll be doing better.
I understand. Yes, sir.
But a couple of things I want to talk to you about.
Yes, sir.
Right? If one were to call the police for a situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I've noticed nowadays, we pay the police more money and say, do not investigate. That's not decent policing.
Yeah.
Okay? They need to fix that.
Absolutely.
They're causing a problem when they doesn't investigate.
Let me speak to that quickly, Brayman. I think it's important that sometimes the police officers will prioritize matters, right? Like the calls come in, it's like a triage. What is extremely urgent? What requires police attention right now? And then things they think that could sit. You know, they don't have to get to right of way.
But it doesn't at all.
But this is the point I'm going to make to the police, is that even if you determine that a matter is not high priority, that doesn't mean that you ignore it. That doesn't mean that you don't respond to it. It doesn't mean that you don't follow up with the person that made the complaint. They have to follow up with every single call, every single complaint. Even if they prioritize it as less urgent, they still have to respond to it. You're right, Raymond.
And when they don't, it escalates to other situations.
Exactly. And people rely on the police's presence to begin to disrupt whatever conflict or violence there is, and for people to have trust that it will be resolved eventually. The police are not playing their role in the social contract.
Right. My other point is, right?
Yes.
When it comes to this water price, what going up?
The bottled water? Water and sewage prices going up, yeah.
Right. So what I am saying is, the thing is, we have a lot of illegal people that come into this country that uses water.
Yeah.
We have the boats that getting water to go, you know, out to sea with.
Yeah.
We have people that just sidewalk
vendors,
businesses,
yeah, who just
uses water.
Uh-huh.
Why the poor people have to pay, you know, for higher water, you know, use? That doesn't make sense at all.
I got you, Brayman.
A lot of people are just getting free water.
I got you, Brayman. Thank you.
And not only that,
yeah.
On Fort Wayne Castle yesterday, water. The pump there were boys, right?
So the water was just
running all the way down.
There you go, Brayman.
In that way for a couple of days.
I got you, Brayman. Thank you. I can respond to that as well.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Brayman, very much. So here's the thing. The Bahamas, at some point in time when I was young and just there was nothing better than being a Bahamian, universal access to water was something that our governments guaranteed the people who found themselves here through whatever means, right? And we call it selfish. It seems altruistic, right? But it's selfish. It's personal and it's petty. I would rather pay for you to have water than have to pay to deal with the health risks that arise when people don't have access to water, when they can't clean themselves properly, when they can't provide proper services like food services because they don't have access to water, right? So there's a reason why we have universal access to water, The question of, are those who can pay for it paying for it, and are we forcing those who can't pay for it to cover the cost of those who can but don't? Now, here's the thing. You talk about the broken water pump on Fort Finn Castle. Not a water pump should be broken. You know how much water we lose through broken pumps in inner city communities? And the damage that that runaway water does to the infrastructure, the roads, the sidewalks, the homes in those communities, that's water and sewerage. And the constituency teams should be moving through the constituencies regularly to assess what needs to be fixed, and what agencies or ministries need to be contacted to make them aware of the issue in the constituency. Raymond, I thought you was going to say, I can tell you what, no, I ain't worrying about what you was going to say. Let me tell you what I'm going to say. I want to know how much money has been lost from the corporation through grift and theft. And is it that people, poor people, are paying for the misappropriation of funds and the dereliction of duty and incompetence within government ministries? Why is it that the poorest people are always expected to foot the burden of the disregard and dereliction of those that have an actual duty? That's really what I think the question is. Dear Texter, you got the right answer, but you didn't give me any wallet information. Again, the question, the second question for today, what is the national song? All of these answers can be found via the Googles by doing a search online. You should be able to find the answer by turning to your neighbor and asking them. Like this morning, it's on traffic, and I turned to my neighbor and I said, "Neighbor, good morning. Do you know what a dual carriage is and what it's made for?" You turn to your neighbor and ask them, what is the national song of the country? Mr. Newry, another article that had me very interested, citizens impacted by ruling remain in limbo. Bell says immigration department should still accelerate current applications. Well, I see we got a caller on the line.
I don't know what he mean by accelerate.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron, and good morning, Mr. Neary. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Aaron Rader-Mangold.
Ma'am.
Yes.
We done get two texts. How come the prices can't be mangoes and juju and plum and scarlet?
Because the Central Bank of the Bahamas is not working with me and will not recognize these national treasures as having true fiat value. Ma'am, is it being blamed?
I still want them scarlet plums to wear, and I ain't gonna lie, I still want some of that.
Man, listen, I can be honest with you. Right now, the best kept secrets in the Bahamas is in Naughty Lutra. That's where all the scarlet plums are. They are sitting in properties that are, like, technically abandoned because of lack of use. And it takes a lot of work to go get to them. And you got to know the paths. And then you got to be a figure with good standing in the community that people wouldn't really, like, run hot because they see you going into the bush for the plums.
But and why don't just farm some, man?
You know how hard it is.
It would help me as a yearly customer.
Well, listen, I'm thinking about getting into it as well, you know, but I have a problem with investing money into systems that don't, like, I want to invest money into agriculture, but nobody uses the word archipelago. And that has me very concerned about the security integrity of my investment in these systems. Yeah.
What I wanted to say was, I wanted to speak on this, I think what Raymond was talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? Because I've seen the government pumps broken right now in Nafa Village.
Mm-hmm.
There is a government pump there near the park, and it's leaking and has been leaking, and it's leaking a lot of water. I'm sure if you put a bucket under there, a 5-gallon bucket under there, probably by half day, you may have that full.
Yes.
You know, so that's like 5 gallons of water going there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand why when you call them and they drive past, because I'm there at the restaurant and I'm watching the truck drive right past the pump and don't even look. But like you say, those persons that work in the community for the MPs and stuff, I think they should do a walk around on a regular basis to check certain government things and see how they're working, you know.
Yeah. In fact, in the structuring of your constituency executive team, right, you're supposed to be pulling in people from each sort of district or to have to rely on political terms from each polling division or whatever, right? So that on their journey to work every morning, right, they don't have to go out of their way. Their job is just to document what they see when they come in from home to work.
But see, they're not going to do that, you know, because certain constituencies hold more of one team or one set of persons versus the other area in the constituency.
Yeah.
Hold more of the other. So because of that, they're only leaning towards who is on their team.
Yeah.
More so than the others. And I think if they make it just basic across the board without trying to be friends and favors,
mm-hmm.
I think we would have a much better constituency as we go forward.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Know, but and something that Dwight was saying this morning, that the Bohemian people need to know where these extra, they said no new tax, mind you, but they are adding to the tax that you already have. And it's also wearing on the people.
Absolutely.
But they ain't see where the money going.
Absolutely. You see...
So I'm wondering if it's a travel fund.
Yes, ma'am. Look, I got another caller on the line. Thank you very, very much. Well, you see all that poetry and poetics they gave you there. And then I see the Minister of Education and the Prime Minister talking about... The Prime Minister talking about introducing a school of the arts. And the Minister... of Education talking about introducing more arts-based classes into the curricula. I think it's just so that you understand the poetry. I think it's just so that you could understand the poetry as opposed to the policy. But on that note, madam, the last caller of people in government, in government corporations that just drive by things that they should be paying attention to. Producer, let me know when I could go to the next call. Should be paying attention to. I have this article here that I thought was extremely interesting from the 14th of June from last week. After latest police shooting, Monroe says 300 body cams to be bought. I can stick a pin right there. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock. Good morning, caller. You there? All right. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron, and good morning, CA.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, great show as always.
Thank you.
Aaron, I too like the lady man. I don't have no sand dollar, but I don't want some juju or some.
Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have to do a regular giveaway since it's fruit season.
Please.
And good
we need one native fruits. We need one native vegetables. That's all we want. We don't ask so much.
Listen, anybody heard Fred Mitchell's voice note, the chairman of the PLP party's voice note this weekend? Because if it didn't have an announcement that Gnaps are on the ground in Fox Hill.
Yeah. I may want to be still in the tree. Maybe for another month, they'll be ready.
Our Gnaps could be ready in a month, ma'am? Oh, thank you.
Okay. Out in August. Actually, she's coming in August.
Okay, I got you.
You have the answer for that trivia, ma'am, but I could have won that. I could even sing that one for you.
Sing it.
But that's okay. I want my mango. I'm not singing for free.
I'll drop off some mango.
Yes, but...
I'll drop off some mangoes.
I can sing it for you.
Yes, ma'am. Go on.
You ready for it?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, let me Google the words.
Okay, you Google the words.
It was written by Reverend Dr. Philip Ramming.
Okay.
And the lyrics and the music was composed by the late Timothy Gibson.
I think so.
And the late Clement Bethel.
Okay. So here's...
We had to learn that actually when we were in primary school preparing for independence preparations.
Wow.
That's like 2 years before, basically, independence. So I hope that you can have some sort of show where you reflect on the preparation
yes.
to independence, as well as the persons who were there, whatever agency were there, to reflect on that history. It's important that we pass that on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the cameras have to be out at the event so that when we do the documentary, we could lay the footage of 1973 alongside the footage of 2023 and see them
okay.
both in real time. Thank you. When you're ready. And also, you could go to...
Yeah, but we want to...
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Which trying to pull up the word.
Oh, so I was going to say, on Thursday or Friday, if you don't have a digital wallet, you can go to Quality.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great.
And they'll help you set one up. Yeah.
So you ready for me to sing? I can sing one verse for you.
Yes, ma'am. We ready.
God bless a sunny clime. Hold us to heights sublime to man free. I thought I had the words in here.
Don't worry.
Let brothers, sisters stand. I tell something about Upper Land. One brotherhood.
Okay, I got it right now.
Okay. One brotherhood.
God bless a sunny climb. Spur us to heights sublime to keep men free. Let brothers, sisters stand. Firm trusting hand in hand through our land. One brotherhood. I'll sing the last verse. Not for this time nor for this chosen few alone. We pledge ourselves. Live all of friend and foe. Or help us by thy might. God, great God, our King. Great God, our King. And we must sing it more and more and more.
Yes.
So it can become
few
just
Bahamians know the
anthem.
Words of this song.
And it is our national song. So
yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Go back to that, because I haven't sung this in years and years and years. But it is to be celebrated. So thanks for pushing it out there for us.
Yes,
God
ma'am.
Bless.
Thank you very, very much.
Leave your number and definitely we'll get in contact with you because I may drop off some mangoes.
Call back, leave the producer your number, and we're going to, the Fox Hill Association of Appreciation for All Things Bahamian.
I got to buy two mangoes.
We'll provide you with a small gift of mango for that treat this morning.
We have books still.
Also, we have books to give away as well. Lutzka and Other Fantastic Tales by Patricia Glinton McCullis. Thank you very much, caller. Okay, so back to what I was talking about.
We need a show just for Independence, though.
Yes, yeah, we need to do another one.
Yeah.
Just throw in all those ideas again.
Like what all happened during that first one.
Right.
And the national song, national pledge, and give prizes. We need prizes, too.
Yeah.
I seen some ideas.
Yeah.
I getting excited now.
We're going to work on it.
Yeah.
Good morning, caller.
Okay, Aaron, this is me. I was hoping that the director would have come out. They've gotten my number.
He's gonna take you right now, so you don't have to give it over the airwaves. There we go. Thank you so much. Okay, so let's get back to that article, Fernanda, probe into allegation against MP ongoing. Right, we're talking about how silence is also a statement sometimes, right? And it took us to this article. After latest police shooting, Monroe says 300 body cams to be bought. That's the 14th of June, 2023. Now, if this article was, the date on this article was, say, the 14th of June, 2022, or 2021, or 2020, I would say, okay, cool. But it's 14th of June, 2023. And I thought we already read this headline years ago. I thought y'all already bought the body cameras. Why are you telling me the 300 body cams to be bought if you haven't given me a report on the use of the body cams that you already have over the last few years, right? But it's actually something that a caller said about utility staff, people who work for utility providers that drive past public infrastructure with their windows up. They don't stop. They don't check. They don't look. And I realize that I hear worrying about police with body cams. The police on mobile patrol don't even put their windows down. They don't drive through communities with their windows down.
I don't believe the windows can go down, by the way. The American vehicles, the police windows don't go down.
Okay, hold on.
I'm not sure all the police cars, but definitely the American.
The U.S. is an advanced country,
yeah.
Right? Like, their AC don't never break down. Like, they have technicians that will come while you're on the road to fix your AC. So maybe their police cars, for real, the windows don't come down.
It's a bulletproof vest.
Like window.
Bulletproof vest. Bulletproof window. Yeah, so it doesn't go down.
So, the windows, is it that the windows go down or that we didn't get the window go down package? Because I know we didn't order the siren, package.
That could be a thing.
This is why the police cars always blowing their horns when they're driving through traffic and not using their sirens, right? And that's why people believe that they never really actually have somewhere to go. Because if they had somewhere to go, like to an emergency or to a call, then they would be using their sirens. And I just wonder, has any police vehicle that's been accepted as a gift over the last 20 years, has any of them come with a siren? Or do y'all just opt not to get the siren to save on the VAT? I would opt to save on the VAT. On another note, something the caller said as well, I would argue that there is no difference between a fee and a tax. See, like a tax is something that's applied generally and a fee is something that's applied like specifically, right? But I'm going to argue that there's no difference between a fee and a tax. But as soon as we get these extra arts classes in the curricula, then people will be able to understand the difference between poetics and policy. Mr. Nuri, you think they're going to get 300 more cameras?
Why not? Let's be positive.
Okay, that's cool. I like that answer. You think that they're going to wear the cameras?
That's a different issue altogether. I have no confidence in that at all.
Or I think they can wear them. The question is, are they going to turn them on?
Oh, selectively.
Yeah. And is there legislation that governs the use of the body cameras, right? Like in advanced jurisdictions like the U.S., from your shift starts and you put on that body camera that's supposed to be on. And you're supposed to report while it's off. And did you know that body cameras will record for a determined portion of time even after it's been turned off?
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
That's because sometimes people just accidentally turn it off.
Okay.
You know, they don't intentionally turn it off before investigating the crime. Sometimes it accidentally happens.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. What is the point of having body cam footage if it is not accessible by the public? Somebody said, Ms. Green, with all these taxes Brain put on us, we can't afford a wallet, much less a digital wallet, boy, I tell ya. But this citizens impacted by ruling remain in limbo. All of these things sort of tie together, Mr. Nuri. Brayman's concerned that police are not responding with sufficient speed to matters within the community, crimes and concerns within the community. And I will argue that the state, the Department of Immigration, the ministry responsible, the Attorney General's office, and the ministry responsible for legal affairs, that they also don't understand the pace with which they must be operating to live up to their obligations to the citizens that they represent and work for. And the article reads, though the Privy Council has ruled that the children born in the Bahamas out of wedlock to Bahamian men and foreign women were Bahamian citizens at birth, Minister of Labor and Immigration Keith Bell said yesterday he believes the Department of Immigration should still accelerate the approximately 1,400 applications before it from people in this category. More than 6 weeks since the landmark ruling, the Office of the AG's of the AG has not yet publicly announced any procedures that will be followed for these individuals to apply for their passports. So how are you going to accelerate them if you don't have a procedure to accelerate them? In fact, you haven't even gotten instructions that suggest that they will be accelerated.
It's talking to him himself. And that's in truth. And this is where the media comes in to scrutinize what our leaders say. Right now, I assume the Department of Immigration is in limbo. They understand that it is a law now, right? And that's what they're supposed to do. They just don't know how, right? Do you just give it to them? Or is there an investigation? And in fact, the Attorney General announced that they are creating laws in order to enact that. So the question is not necessarily to the immigration minister, but to the attorney general in terms of what is happening to those laws he said that they're
right.
They're doing in order to facilitate the embracing of these new Bahamians or these entitled Bahamians.
Not new, yeah, you say.
And the right word is entitled. You don't have Bahamians disenfranchised. Something is wrong with that. And if there are Bahamians disenfranchised, right, then the Prime Minister, the Governor General, the Attorney General has a duty of care to make sure Bahamians aren't disenfranchised because they're protected under the Constitution.
Carl, I'm coming to you right now. It's not. It's more. It's broader than just Bahamians. The government has an obligation to engage, to deal with these matters because they citizenship matters. Whether the people are Bahamians or not, whether they're proven to be Bahamians or not.
Yeah, Bahamians come first.
It may be a greater degree of urgency for Bahamians. Mm-hmm. But good morning, caller. Good morning.
And, hi. I'm calling back because I am here on Prince Charles and Soldier Road red light. The light is out, and I'm talking about the traffic is tied right up like knuckles.
Yeah.
I hope you could find one, get the word out to one police to come and do some diligence, please, or something, because the light is out, and, you know, one side don't, you know, Prince Charles think they own the road, so you on Soldier Road, you could make it your bad, because you could live there.
Yeah, but listen, when the lights are working, the people act like they own the road and don't have to follow the traffic controls. I'm with you, we can put that word out right now. Royal Bahamas Police Force, the police officer on the motorbike who had his phone wedged between his ear and his helmet so he could get police messages because the radio broke in. All y'all, if anybody listening to this show, please, somebody attend to the Prince Charles and Soldier Road intersection. There's major gridlock. The drivers are taking matters into their own hands and creating chaos, risking people's lives. And it'll have a detrimental effect on the movement of people, goods, and services. That's your commerce. That's your money. It affecting the money. Could we please have officers to attend to the Soldier Road and Prince Charles intersection where the lights are off. They're not functioning properly, and people are ignoring the proper controls. Did you know there are rules at four-way and three-way intersections? There's a rule at the four-way intersection when the lights are not functioning properly, and everybody's supposed to come to a stop, and each exit takes their turn. I just can't remember if it's clockwise or counterclockwise that you're supposed to move in, right? But there are instructions. But police officers, more than that, please go out and attend to the Soldier Road and Prince Charles intersection. People are relying on you to maintain the safety of the roads. Another text, blessings, Lady Green and CA. Listen, most of the USA-style police vehicle windows can go down. I've personally seen them go up and down, depending on who's in the vehicle. They let them up or down as they see fit. Another text. Good morning, Ms. Green. The difference between a fee and a tax is you can put a tax on a fee, but you can't put a fee on a tax. Example, school fees have VAT. Why, thank you. Why? Thank you, producer.
Let's go! Look at the Bahamas, tell me what you see. A beautiful sunshine sparkling in the sea. A country blessed through all its history. We're supposed to celebrate our golden jubilee.
Bahamas Games? What was the purpose of the games?
The purpose is twofold. One, to bring Bahamians from throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas together through sports. And the second, to find talented athletes throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to be trained and possibly make it to the Olympic level.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info, call 322-1029.
It's that time again!
Sign up now for the Michael Scooter Red Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic, taking place July 24 to the 30th at the Hope Center and the Candlelight Exchange. Call 601-4842 for more information. Powered by the Bryce Newbold Foundation.
It's game time!
I'm Lasagna Mizzi, Managing Director of RBC Royal Bank Bahamas, with some big news that will elevate your debit card experience. RBC's new Visa debit chip card will soon be here. To make things easier for you, we're offering free FedEx delivery when you validate your contact details. No need to wait in line. We'll bring the card straight to you. call 356-8500. Select option 7 for Visa Debit Direct Line and update your delivery address. Our team is available weekdays between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Take advantage of the security and convenience of chip and PIN technology. Free delivery is for a limited time, so act now.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Look at the Bahamas, tell me what you see. A beautiful sunshine sparkling in the sea. A country blessed through all its history. We forced to celebrate our golden jubilee. A nation built on hospitality. Our culture, our people, one legacy. Bahamas, oh Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Oh man, somebody say, ooh-wee, Mr. Newry, someone has made a generous donation to the Fox Hill Appreciation of All Things Bahamian Association for our donations of mangoes.
Yeah.
Over the next few days. Thank you very much, Texter. I will call you after the show. That song is My Bahamas by Shine. That's Lovato Sands. One and only Shine, My Bahamas, a captivating celebration of Bahamian culture.
Is that one of the competition songs?
No, it's not one of the competition songs. But it is definitely a song worthy of being called one of our Golden Jubilee songs. A beautiful song. I love it. And it's a perfect song to follow up our caller that sang the song. And I'm sorry we didn't even get an answer, even though someone gave us a beautiful clue, right? That's the most beautiful clue for the answer of the song. Again, guys, you got 30 seconds if somebody calls in or texts in with the correct answer and their sand dollar wallet information, they can win the prize. What is the name of the national song? What is the name of the national song? Somebody said police vehicles don't come with sirens. They're put in after they've been donated, I believe. That's what I thought. I was only making sport, but that's what I thought. Okay, Mr. Newry, we are at the end of my hour. I want to thank you for joining me today, and hopefully over the next couple of days, I get to touch on some of these other articles. Government introducing $1,000 fine for renting of vehicles without self-drive plates. Another article, 44% of students need urgent intervention. And I'm going to tell y'all, dear texter, you gave me the answer. I'm going to message y'all to see if you have your sand dollar wallet information to give me after the show. But 44% of students need urgent intervention. This is in the 16th of June Nassau Tribune. And it's a very important article. Everybody should read it. They have some ideas, suggestions for early, for learning interventions like morning classes, after school classes, summer school, tutoring. But I think we need to start even deeper into the community with our intervention efforts and ask the question, how many parents read with or sit with their children every day as they're doing their schoolwork? How many parents read with or sit with their children every day at the end of the day and talk to them about what happened in school and what they need for the next day in school? And I'm not saying that everybody is smart. Somebody say, well, how many parents know how to read? And how many parents could... It's the presence of the parent in the space that gives the child confidence that no matter what it is, me and my parent, me and my mommy, me and my daddy, we can figure it out. That's the confidence that helps students figure out how to learn. And I think that's the best and the earliest intervention that we can have, the best and the earliest. I know I'm all out of time. Another article. We knew prison would fail accreditation bid. We knew prison would fail accreditation bill. I'm hoping to get into some of those articles later on in the week. Dear Texter, thank you. We got a lot of right answers. No digital wallet information yet. We'll message this Texter back and see if they are on board with SandDollar and SandDollar-enabled wallets. Mr. Nuri, thank you very much. I know you're up next. Guardian Radio AM is up next. You guys, stay tuned. Keep your dials locked. Have a great day. Turn to your neighbor and say, have you had a mango this weekend? Can I share the love of the Lord with you through a mango? Guys, be good to each other. Have a great day. We first celebrate our golden jubilee. A nation built on hospitality. Our culture, our people, one legacy. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.